So I've got a few packs of marks with me here. Let me just put a few in my hand, first of all, because I want to do a quick experiment this morning and see these Smarties and just to see what the green ones taste like. Okay? Chocolate. Yellow ones. Chocolate. You want to try one? What colour is yours? Green one there. I'm going to try one as well. I'm going to get some more here. What do they taste like? Chocolate. Okay. Let me make the whole of these too small. I'm going to try one. And the blue one tastes like chocolate. And the pink one tastes like chocolate. Okay. And another pink one, what's it taste like? Chocolate as well. My goodness. And the purple one tastes like
chocolate.
Chocolate. And what's you got? A brown one tastes like
chocolate.
Chocolate. Okay. Well, I think that's pretty good because, in fact, they all taste the same. Okay, they look different on the outside, but they all taste exactly the same on the inside. You know, boys and girls, this morning, you know, the Bible talks about you and me, and it describes us a wee bit like that as well. It says that, well, we might look all different on the outside, but actually when on the inside, we're many ways all the same. I brought out a couple of pictures with me this morning, and, well, I wonder, anybody got any really good friends? Have you got a friend? Yeah, you got a friend? You've all got friends, haven't you? I've got friends as well. And you know what? There's some people that we get on really, really well with. In fact, in that sense, we're all the same. People have got really good friends and we get on well and we're able to do fun things together. But I'm sure as well, well, that sometimes you're a bit like me, are you? A bit grumpy. Sometimes. Because sometimes there are people that we don't get on that well with, and maybe they say something that annoys us and we get annoyed back, and well, in that sense we're also all the same. Sometimes we're friendly and happy, sometimes we're a bit grumpy, we're all the same. Well, as you read the Bible, of course the Bible says that, well, inside we actually are all the same. The Bible says that in Romans 3 verse 23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That God looks into our heart and he sees our life. He sees the sin in our life. All of us are the same in that. And the fact is the Bible talks about our lives and talks about the fact that we're all the same. It also goes on to tell us that because we're all the same, that we all need a Savior. A Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you read the Bible, well, the Bible tells us that God is angry with our sin. That God hates the wrong things that we've done. And because God is angry with our sin, well, there needs to be something done. There needs to be something to deal with that sin problem that we have. And of course, not only is God angry with sin, but the Bible also teaches us that God says that he loves you and he loves me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, God, who hates sin, loves boys and girls. And God looks into our life and he sees the sin. He says, I have the one who can forgive the sin. That's why he sent Jesus into this world all those years ago. That's why Jesus went to a cross. On the cross he died in your place and in my place. So through his death and through his resurrection, we put our faith and our trust in him and we repent of our sin. We turn from our sin. We turn to Jesus. We ask him to forgive our sin. He forgives us. Such is the great love of God. You know, boys and girls, we actually are all the same inside. All of us need Jesus. This morning, you look different from each other and you look different from me. But we all need the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I wonder this morning, boys and girls, do you know Jesus as your Savior and your Lord? If not, the Bible simply says that we need to turn to him, repentance, believe in him, put our trust in him, and he will forgive our sin. And he will come into our lives. And as he comes into our lives, he will keep us for this life and forever and ever, bringing us to heaven one day. Such is the love of God for you and for me. Let's just pray together. Then we're going to sing a little song. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for his love towards us. And we pray that even this morning, as we, in a very simple way, just stop to think of the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would speak into every life, every heart. Help us to respond to your truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.